for some reason, it's always like 22 minutes usually, for some reason. One day I'll know the reason. All right, so thank you all for participating in that. Very strong energies indeed. We will see how we can be of further benefit. We'll begin with LaToya. Okay, I gotta unmute you, my love. There you go.
Hello, how are you?
Ooh, I am good. I went from not hearing you to really hearing you. How may we help you?
Can I have a message, please?
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second. There's so much I want to say to you. So I just got to clear that out so I can open up to the message. All right, let's try that again. And say your name again, please.
Ananda.
And say it one more time.
Ananda.
You're holding light. You're holding light. So this is about, when I look at you, you just look like the Statue of Liberty. It's like you're holding the light. Just remember that you're put in places to be of light, to be of support. There are some that see injustice, see whatever, and instead of being the light, what they do is they meet injustice, like they meet ego and ego's level. And unfortunately, the ego's got them good. It's like, oh, we can take another one out, because they tend to start self-sabotaging out of anger or whatever. So you're entitled to victory. So what I see you as is like this nurse. And when you arrive, you hold that light, and that gives them the advantage. So instead of going down to the mud, they maintain a higher course. That is very, very essential right now, because it's like as life gets more polarized, some of the darkness is going to get particularly obvious. And so some of these like unhealed energies and other in people are getting triggered, and unfortunately, without that extra light, they just get overwhelmed and absorb with it. So Spirit's helping you to understand how valuable your presence is, whether you talk to someone, whether you think of someone, whether you see a news story and you just cover all involved with light. But you just following inspiration is all you have to know to do. You'll be inspired. You'll just intuitively be led. But they want you, and say your name again, please.
Ananda.
Thank you. They want you to, oh gosh, it's just like something they said in the teaching, where to have that like justified pride of ownership. Again, not from ego, but recognizing your power, recognizing your abilities to be of service, to direct light where it is needed. You're going to find like sometimes you're going to be inconvenienced. I'm just going to warn you. And it's to help others. So instead of being on the line that moves easily, you're on the line that's just taking forever. And so what you're doing is like you're being a savior to someone else. That light that's with them keeps them steady. So honor the process. It's not always about, well, why did that happen? What was that about for me? Sometimes you're just on a service call. It's as simple as that. Okay, so that's the first message. And say your name again, please.
Ananda.
Trust your inspiration. Now, this is step two. You may actually be guided to send light to certain areas. You may be guided to whatever you're guided to, trust that. You're learning how to trust your connection. You're learning how to not do without. You're learning how to like step into your agreement to be one in the name of service. And say your name one more time, please.
Ananda.
I'm just going to say this. You couldn't possibly think too much of yourself right now. You really couldn't. Because the more that you trust your inspiration, the more you trust your effectiveness, the more you trust your connection, it's like you're on this like great growth spurt right now. You're going to be growing and growing and growing. And spirit's almost like insisting on it. And it's so interesting because this is all dream phenomena. And when I'm looking at you, you've got a light shining from, I guess, the other room. And when I'm looking at you, part of your, part of your face is literally light. Like, I didn't videotape this, but if I had, you'd see it. Like, this part of your face, it's just glowing. And this is a tribute to your faith. You're growing in abilities. You're growing in excellence. The more you can, I put this in words. It's like shift your perception of self. Come into your own placement. Come into your own value. It doesn't matter if people know your name, don't know your name. This is about recognizing your own divinity. I see you in another lifetime. You were male, and you look like a cardinal or something. Great wisdom, great abilities. It kind of reminds me a little bit of what's going on. There was somebody in charge who just, he was doing what he was doing, I'll just say that. So this cardinal somehow state and religion were close. They weren't really that separated. So this guy kind of worked behind the scenes to help the populace. And he somehow had the ability and clout to do that. So this is where you're coming back to your own victory and you're in process. And say your name again, please.
Ananda.
Thank you. You're in process of serving your own self, believing in your own self, and admiring yourself for victory. It's so beautiful. It's exactly how I feel about you. But that cardinal's still here. He looks like a pope or a cardinal. I don't really know my nouns, what the differences are between each. But he's you. The point of the matter is he's you. He was very wise. He was very effective. If he hadn't been present, things would have been a whole lot worse. He really stepped up and really got a lot of things done. Because, I'm going to leave you with this, he listened to his divine inspiration. In the linear, he didn't have a chance, but spirit was able, like his spiritual awareness was able to guide. And because his faith was unshakable, people thought he was nuts. He didn't care. And he got the job done. He succeeded. So he was you. He was you. If I get any further information exactly who he is, I'll let you know. But he looks like, I'm just going to call him a cardinal for now. Anyway, that is your message. And do you have a question?
Just if there's any guidance on how I could further support people around me.
Oh my gosh, I think we kind of covered that. This is the point. You are. You really, really are. Let me see what I can tell you besides what we told you. And say your name again, please.
LaToya.
How you can support. That's okay. How you can support them is by seeing them in their Christ presence. In other words, cover them in white light, and most importantly, see that white light activating change. See them receiving connection to their own support, to their, like, we all have angels, we all have guides. See them receiving that inner guidance and responding. So hold that visionary stance. That's how you can help them best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Miss Helen. How may we help you?
Hi, Nicole. I would like a message, please.
Sure. And say your first name, please.
Helen.
You're going places. So play with that light language. It's in your auric field. It's helping you adjust to a new privilege, a new station, a new way of life. How do I explain this? You remind me a lot like of LaToya. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
As far as you don't realize how far along you are, part of the reason is because you still look through your linear, how do I put this in words? Okay, I'll say it this way. So when we're trying to grow spiritually, but we still believe in our ego personality self, we see it the way we would is if we're in school or something. You know, it's like, did I get more? Did I get something from outside of me? Where what you're really doing, and say your name again, please.
Helen.
Is you're releasing. So it's not getting anything. You're already all built and complete and perfect. What you're doing is releasing the belief in the false self. You're releasing your belief in 3D. You're releasing your belief in ego. So they want me to give you an example. I watched myself in the past 24 hours at least 3 times. I'm sure there were 500 times, but 3 times. I saw how I would normally feed into my ego, having no clue in the past that I was doing it. I mean, just like really subtle things where I actually gifted somebody with something and, you know, out of the kindness of my heart, and it was so sincerely genuine. Like, I just love this person and they admired something I had, so I just went and bought them one. But the point is, so here's kindness, love, compassion. But it was very, very subtle. But I realized that the way I would package it, or whatever I was doing, but the bottom line, without boring you with the details, is I watched my ego. I watched my ego. So here's the point. I'm already one with divinity. I'm already awakened. But this ego has been covering up the light. So where we're all graduating is by releasing the false self that's trying to get somewhere, that's trying to succeed, that's trying even to be our best. It's a very subtle thing, but what you're going to find is this energy that you're working with, and it's beautiful energy, by the way, is really going to help you take yourself back in releasing the small change. And so what happens is when we follow ego, we give up divinity. We really do, because we take ourselves down a lot of levels. So what they're recommending, and say your name one more time, please. Thank you. Is to open up, gosh, when I say this to you, you still use your mind. Hold on. Helen, say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Thank you. Oh gosh, they're being totally silent. They're like, you figure it out. I'm like, great. Hold on, sweetheart. And say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
The best I can say to you is listen to the signals from above. There's no accident that you came after LaToya. She's really being groomed. Really being groomed. And so it's the same thing with you, where you're learning to listen to spirit. You're learning to listen to that higher guidance. That will work, because with that higher guidance, all will be revealed. All will be revealed. The more you can remember, like, not, and when I say this to you, please know I say it to everybody, including myself, you know, like, not my way, thy will, thy will be done, thy will be done. That will help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that will really help you, because you're very, very powerful. And so what happens is that the ego gets use of that power also. So your ego is like really, really powerful. That's not bad. That's not bad. It's that way because of how strong you are, and you wouldn't want it any other way. So as you submit to that spiritual glance, in other words, thy will be done, you'll it's the same thing. It's the same thing I'm going through. Like, you'll see it. It's like, wow. You know, and at first, you almost like kind of look to your right or and to your left, like, did anyone see that? You're like, just, oh my gosh, has that really been going on? But it's really about graduation, because when you can see it, oh my gosh, that's freedom. Because now you're no longer lassoed in. Now you're free. Like, once you see it, you're totally free. Like, you'll never do it again. And if you do it, you'll stop. Or if you do it, it's like you're not doing it unconsciously anymore. So doors are opening up for you. Doors are opening up. I hope that helps.
It does. Can we see if they can answer how I can open up more to like language and be out of the linear? I know that we're staying silent, but let's see. Let's try one more time if we can.
And say your first name.
Helen.
Who do you believe you are? So now that I've had you say Helen 10 times, my apologies. If you really believe you're Helen, the light language will be silent. If you remember you're from the stars, if you remember you're a galactic citizen, if you remember you were created by the divine, so you're divine, and in this simulation, you're working with this mind body that's been labeled Helen. So as you graduate in terms of your divine ownership, in other words, who are you? That will open up the gate. That will open up the gate. You'll still function in the linear, but your first charge is the light. Your first charge is your heart, your homecoming. So it's about flipping that switch. It's about moving. And what I'm saying in answer to your question is actually the same thing they said previously about moving from your head to your heart, moving from ego to spirit. Let me see what else I can tell you. I've got this man here. He's got this like hat. Looks like a hat from Russia or something. It's got like a wide rim and fur around it. He almost looks like Santa Claus in one of those old-fashioned pictures. Let me see what he wants to say. And say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
He says, you're making it very complicated, dear. You're making it very complicated. Give me a second. Give me a second. Helen, say your name one more time.
Helen.
Thank you. It's about the heart. It's about the heart. He's saying, like, you're going through the back door, where you're trying to go full speed ahead with like, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get this done. With your will. It's not from the will. It's from the higher heart. It's from the higher heart. So less me, less conviction in terms of the power. And more, and say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Thank you. More more like opening up to Spirit's presence, where if Spirit wants me to learn it now, that would be great. If Spirit wants me to wait till next month, like, that's okay. But you're opening up to Spirit's presence. It may be that another spiritual city or skill arrives before the white language. You know, what if you suddenly become a medical intuitive and can see the organs in someone's body? So trust your own procedure. There's like an order of our spiritual development. So trust that order. That being said, did I ever send you those titles of those books on light language? I can do that if I haven't done that already.
I'm not sure, but you know what's funny? My name means light. Helen means light.
Oh, for certain. For certain.
And you look extra beautiful tonight. I just wanted to tell you that.
Oh, thank you.
And one more thing. The number 22 is a master number, so I'm sure that's why it keeps coming up, because we're all masters.
Oh, you are so right. You are so right. And that actually is my number. When someone did my numbers, I'm 22. That makes sense. Thank you so much for that information. That's solved my mystery after how many years.
Thank you, Nicole. Yeah, so that man that arrived, he won't tell you who he is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to ask. That's okay. And say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Helen, say it one more time.
Helen.
He feels like a master. He feels like he knows you not from Earth. So he works with you in other dimensional regions. You're actually with him on other journeys and other life streams, and you called him forth for the energetic connection. So it's not so much about who he is as much as that energy that you're receiving from the connection is the support. It's almost like seeing an old friend from school. Like, it just connects you to who you were when you were in school. So that's why you call that forth, to receive that energy. So it's there. You're good to go now.
Cool. So he doesn't have a name. He'll just keep connecting with me.
I'm sure he does have a name. I don't know what it is. But he's saying that the important part is the energy, because that connection is going to help you feel your placement. All right,
thank
sweetheart.
You.
You're so welcome. Bye, honey.
So much love.
You too. Nanette, hi, sweetheart. How may we help you?
Nicole.
Hi.
I was wondering if I could please ask a question.
Sure.
I was wondering if you could tell me more about the visions that I see when I am meditating. I usually meditate outside, and I see, you know, different things. I have an idea of what they are, but just wondered if you could give me a little bit more information.
No problem. Are you comfortable putting the video back on, or would you prefer not to have it on?
I'm
sorry. There you are. That's okay.
I'm good at doing the Zoom.
Oh, you're doing great. That always just helps me. All right, one moment, please. Your soul is so magnificent. You have stayed so true to Spirit. There are many that skip corners to try to get the job done, because they were tired, because they not got greedy, but kind of enjoyed 3D a little bit more than they thought they would, or aspects of it. And you were the one of the pack that, oh my God, I got energy coming through my whole body when I'm saying this. You were the one in the pack that stayed true. So because of that, you were able to access more. your gifts, like the last message was about Helen, like, where are my gifts? Where are my abilities? Your gifts were particularly strong. And everyone, you had people, you had some people that were jealous, actually. They were not pleased. Well, you're the one that stayed in school longer. Others sort of, you know, just cut corners. You refused. You just absolutely refused. So others would retire to slumber. And I see you burning the midnight oil, doing prayer work. Oh my gosh, you look like a monk to me. You were male, and your heart was so open. You had those that were like in charge, and they had the book knowledge, and they had abilities, no doubt. But you were golden. In other words, it's really all about the awakened heart. You know, our ego, it's like, let's take this course, let's take that course. It's really about awakening to God. And this is where you didn't call it God as the monk. I don't know what you called it. But you're just the purest of the pure. So, you know that saying, it's like God reads your heart. God always knew your sincerity, where like you were able to escape situations because the energy that you were devoted to, it was so sincere that that's the energy that then responded to you. And so some were like, how come, how come? Well, it's because you're the one closest to God. That's really how come. So they want to share that with you. Most excellent, most excellent service, most excellent service. I mean, it's just beautiful. Okay, that being said, you're seeing visions. You're seeing them in the clouds. Where are you seeing them?
It looks like some are energy crafts okay. in the sky.
Okay.
Some orbs that are, you know, brightly colored, mm-hmm. and vistas.
Okay. One moment. And say your first name, please.
Nanette.
And say it one more time, please.
Nanette.
There's a reason you can see them. Yes, you're seeing what you're thinking you're seeing, and there's a reason you can see them. One moment. And say your name one more time, please.
Nanette.
Not what I thought it was. All right, let me figure it out. One moment. I'm just going to start babbling. When I tune into you, I've got sacred geometry all in your auric field. You're quite proficient. All right, let me figure out what's going on. It's not what I thought. Nanette, say your name again, please.
Nanette.
Thank you. You're doing something of great value here on Earth that's somehow connected to what you're seeing or receiving. The reason you can see it is because you're connected to it. You're somehow holding light, and you're somehow connected to the energies that are associated with those vehicles. It's got something to do with the light that you're holding. I feel like as the process continues, you will have your own answers. They're showing me a heart. Like, you'll probably speak light language or receive your own communications. But there's a reason you specifically see it. They're showing me like a puzzle piece, like a jigsaw puzzle. Like, you're part of the proceedings. So in other words, they're in one-dimensional reality, or one field of energy or whatever it is, and you being in this quadrant, being in this state, and coming into agreement does what it does. I can't give you words. Let me see what else I can tell you. Oh, I'll tell you this. When I pulled a card, I got destiny. Like, it's your destiny. You're supposed to be doing this. And say your name one more time, please.
Nanette.
Thank you. You're grounding the energy into Earth. They're showing me, I don't even have to pull a card. They're showing me like root chakra. So, and when I'm saying this, I've got my energy going right into Earth, like roots. So somehow you're receiving energy and you're grounding it in there. And you can do what they can't because you're here incarnated. Yeah, everything I said about your soul, I just gorgeous, really. Like, you've done your homework. You have really done your homework. You have served in the truest sense, and you are serving. Good things to come, really good things to come. When I tune into you, I just keep seeing all these spirals, and when I'm doing this, I've got light coming through my whole body. It's like, ooh, these spirals, oh my gosh. I mean, I could do this all night long.
I mean, a few nights ago, and they're beautiful. They're like, you know, multi-dimensional, gorgeous colors.
Yeah.
And
oh my God, I could just keep doing this. It's like I feel it coming up my spine. Like, it just feels so good, yeah. Oh, sweetheart, such a beautiful soul. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole.
Absolutely. Pleasure to see you. Carmion? How do you say your name, my love? Oh, it's Carmen. Is that your real name?
Well, I guess I got a spiritual name. It's an interesting story.
All right.
I'll share it with you. So, I spoke on Tuesday. And then you were telling me about the multidimensional and my higher self. So then Wednesday, yesterday, I was Zoom chatting with an awesome friend. And we were just like, you know, whatever, girl stuff, right? And then all of a sudden she's like, I have a message coming in. And I'm like, okay, well, go do your thing. And she comes back and she's like, the message is for you. And she channeled it and she's like, it was short and sweet. It was the Sirian light ship. And they wanted to let me know that Eon is the name of, that's what I'm known as to them, Eon.
Ah.
So then I was like, okay, I felt guided to write this letter to them, right? Because I already knew, because I had an Akashic reading, so I already knew that my soul was from Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, let me write this letter. So I wrote this letter, right, because I want to integrate more of my higher self. So then I finished the letter, and I'm like, well, I can write my name, or I can write, like, this person's. I guess I think it's masculine. I don't know. And then, so I was like, okay, so then I wrote Carmen, but then I'm like, oh, the ending of my name is kind of like their name, so why don't I just put the two together?
Oh,
like, okay,
that's a beautiful story.
One.
I am so glad I asked the question. That is just lovely. Oh, just so beautiful. All right, my love, and how may we help you?
A message to start.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Carmen.
I forgot your name. Like, which name? I can see how that would be confusing now. One moment, honey. Doors are opening. They're going to be opening very quickly. It's important to proceed. It's important to witness your truth. It's important to acknowledge that you belong. It's like everything I've ever said to you, but even more so. Your connections are strengthening. The reason that message came through, by the way, is you're signaling your readiness. You know, like in gymnastics or, before they start, they raise their hand like, you know, okay, I'm ready. You've signaled that. You have signaled your readiness. So things are going to be happening at a clipper's pace. So this is about, and say your name again, please. Thank you. Being prepared for victory. You've got, I don't know why I'm seeing this. I've got, I guess they're statues. I'm guessing they're in Egypt. Very powerful energies emanating from these statues. And I feel like this energy is supporting your discovery. It's supporting your, when I'm tuning into you, it's like I am so not on earth anymore. So you've got energies that are helping you to find your place card. Now, when I'm working with these energies, it is so easy. Like if I were Helen right now, I would so not believe in my linear life anymore. That's how beautiful these energies are. They are a stone's throw away from where you are. So this is about, and say your name one more time for me, please. Permitting yourself to evolve. It's simple as that. It's as simple as that. Let me put it in words. Again, the linear mind thinks you got to go from this stage to that stage to that stage to that stage. Well, a lot of people just spontaneously arrive where, oh, but wait, I just paid that $1,000 for this class or that class. They don't ever get to attend because they're ready. They're ready. All of this path, all these paths are there to bring you to the prize, to bring you to your own self. When you arrive, as you arrive, well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. And then it's you receive your own dialogue, your own course, if you will. So that is what is presenting with you. And say your name one more time, please. Yeah, I don't even have to get you to say your name. I've got these butterflies on my refrigerator. And when I'm looking at them, I've never used them in any reading, ever, ever, ever. When I'm looking at them, they're literally taking off. They're like, I'm watching them leave the refrigerator and shoot. So this is transformation. This is like you're blossoming. You're no longer the caterpillar moving into the butterfly. So this is about your belief system. Just remember, the reason your friend received the message is you were dreaming your friend. That message actually came from your direction. It came to you because you were ready to receive it. You called it forth because it's time. Can you receive that? They're asking me to say to you, can you receive that?
Yes.
It's like step up. Step up to the big girls club. Step up. Take the step up.
Well, that's actually why I'm here because I want to ask you how do I step up, how do I, because I've been, I don't want to use the word grappling, but I've been just pondering, I think you said it even earlier with Helen, right, because you're like, okay, because it's within, right, I've been, so without, so is beyond, I guess, first of all, because I'm assuming beyond sounds like a masculine. Then I'm like, well, then he said he was 12 dimensional, but for that high, then it's just light. I don't think they even have like masculine, feminine. So I'm just trying to maybe get some sort of feedback to maybe tune into Eon and
all right. So this is what they're telling me. This is how man or woman we take our linear self and then we project it onto God. This is how we ended up with a punishing God, because we took our ego and projected it onto God. God's going to punish me. God's just pure love. There, the concept of punish, it does not equate to spirit. So that's what you're doing in terms of who is Eon and who is this being. You're trying to understand it in terms of your linear constructs. All you need to do is tune into it energetically. It's a feeling thing. It's not a intellectual discovery thing. This is not a science project. In other words, what you're doing is receiving the energy. So it's sort of like when people ask all these questions. They ask about dimensions. They ask about this. They ask about that. 99% of everything we ask in those kind of questions, it's all the ego. It's all the intellect. When you advance or release the false self, you have the experience where all those answers really didn't help you at all, because it's like a completely different paradigm that can't be explained with the language that you're using or with the mental constructs that you're familiar with. So it's the same as saying, there's no such thing as past, present, future. It's all now. Well, you can explain that in words all day long, but when you have the experience of it, you just have to experience it. So all you need to do, my love, and say your name one more time, please.
Amen.
Is open up to your destiny. In other words, through that love of self, through that allowance, energetically allow that true receivership, love, through the power of love, not through the mental, not through the, okay, describe this to me. It's an energetic connection. And I literally have this light behind you. So that energy's here, I can assure you, because I'm looking at the light.
So it's within my aura field, but I just have to feel it energetically within me.
Through the love of self, through the love of spirit. Remember, this is not a mental. It seems to be the theme tonight. This is receiving God. This is love. We make it so much harder than it is, because we live out of the mind. We live out of the ego. So there's no error. There's no error, but it's there for your convenience, and it's not going away.
Okay. So, I guess I don't know. I know I don't know, and I know it's okay that I don't know. But would it be something like maybe it's some sort of clue? Like, would it be like what do they call it when they start like auto writing, or would it be like
automatic writing?
How would I receive them and whatever?
And say your first name.
Carmen?
Receive it in your heart. I don't know the answers. They don't really, my gift started through automatic writing, but that was back in the 80s. And what I was told is it's not necessary anymore, that the energies, the veil is thin enough that they don't have to do it. When I had automatic writing, I was journaling, and I literally could feel the pressure on my hand where someone else was writing over me. Apparently, they don't need to do that anymore. So, let me see what I can tell you. And say your name one more time, please.
Evan.
Enjoy the new accommodations. It's not really new. It's just that you're arriving, so you're more sensitive of it now. Congratulations.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Hi, Lisa. Mm-hmm.
Michael.
Hi, how may we help you?
A message, please.
And say your first name, please.
Lisa.
Open up to love of self. The more you can appreciate this yourself, the more that you can love yourself, the more that you respond to yourself with love. When you notice that you're not responding to yourself with love, to remember that you're just following ego, and to give yourself another opportunity to change your mind, to drop the false teachings and have a heart for self. So, and say your name again, please.
Lisa.
Oh my gosh, it is so good. It is like deliciously good. What's gonna make it go down, like a spoonful of sugar makes a medicine go down, is gonna be that self-love. It's gonna be that self-love. It is so ready for you. It is so near. And so what you're learning to do is feed yourself. So again, it's sort of like you've been in the master's training all along, where others have responded to you in all sorts of interesting patterning. And what you're doing is healing all that in totality. And they're using that word in totality intentionally. So as you respond to yourself in the positive, and it's okay if you get lost, and you may, because remember, it's like this is your healing now. So if you're healing, that means there's something to heal. So as you will watch and monitor your own station, in other words, like imagine you're like looking at like the incoming script, and it's like when you notice that you have like interference in the force, whether it's coming from an outside conclusion, something someone said from the outside, or whether it's coming from internal dialogue, what you're doing is loosening the tension, or loosening the connection to that disadvantage, and coming on board to bring forth corrective action, to bring forth corrective consent. And say your name one more time, please.
Lisa.
So this is all about self-endorsement, self-praise, self-arrival, where everything that you need is coming from your own divine witness, your own divine truth, your own connection to higher self, divine self, whatever it is, and allowing that to be the gift that you keep giving yourself, that you keep offering yourself, that you keep remembering. You've got Jesus, Jeshua, Sananda, with you. So I've never seen him with you, but there he is. So for whatever reason, you've called that energy towards you. When I'm looking at him, they always talk about his eyes. You know, you see like the soul through the eyes. His eyes, I've seen him. I mean, I channel him. I have never seen his eyes look as gorgeous as they do right now. And this is how he's presenting with you. His eyes, oh my gosh. I want to say they're magical, but what it is because he's awakened, it takes you to a different state. When you look into his eyes, you're just transformed. And I have no other way to explain that. So that's what it's like. I just hear a symphony of like fifth dimensional music or something. That's what's being presented to you. That's what's you're coming to it. Oh, I got it. It's sort of like he's holding that place of that Christ potential for you to come into agreement. It's helping you to anchor in that, like, complete love, that complete devotion, where you bring that love to self, where you bring that acknowledgement to self. And I just got confirmation. I love him. I mean, how do you not? Or I love myself. He's really, you know, there really is no Jesus. It's the embodiment of Christ. But in the form that I'm seeing, he does present like he looks like a man. But his eyes, oh my gosh, lady, you would just instantly heal. You would instantly heal. So here's the point. These eyes have your back. This energy, this healing presence is with you. You have called it in for your higher acquaintance, for your consent. And say your name again, please.
Lisa.
To receive your inner beauty, to receive your inner wealth. Oh my gosh. And what he's saying to me is like, solar plexus, for you really, because what I was hearing before I picked that, is for you really to receive him as an equal. For you to receive him as an equal. It's gorgeous. I mean, never let you go. Really, really gorgeous. So I got that. There's like this template of energy with you right now, and it's helping you to receive that love of self, like really in a way that you have never, maybe you have, but it's going to go beyond. It's going to go beyond what you've experienced to date.
So, well, it's a lot of information. You know, the other day I had an incident at my house where somebody stole something from me and And I had to confront the person because I had three choices. I could either just forget it and see the person every day and nobody else was in the house, just with some stuff. And he knew exactly where I put what I put, and my first response was not good. Or anyway, I slept on it. There was a lot of crazy texts from the person, and I was just trying to go like, okay, how do I handle this? So I call up Corey. He's like, what is it about yourself that you wanted to steal from yourself? I'm like, oh, right. So I said, I've got to release him. I was like, I've got to release him. I have to release him. And I've been studying a lot about Jesus. I have the Second Coming of Christ next to my bed. I'm about to open it. And Yogananda, and, you know, there's... And I've always felt this really strong connection lately. I mean, I'm Jewish. It wasn't, we weren't allowed to do that. But,
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but he's saying, so is he. So is he. Keep going.
Wait, so is he what?
So is he, Jewish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to let that go when he said that.
Yeah, I know, and I think about that all the time, too. Like, mm-hmm. There's some sort of weird connection it's just something, mm-hmm. I'm trying to connect to God, if my guides want to connect with me, they will, but mostly I want to connect with God, you know, and then it gets a little confusing, because before God, it would be like, who is the one that I've studied about that I connect with? Mm-hmm. And it's Jesus, because I've done all the religion stuff, mm-hmm. and I understand all the Kabbalistic stuff, because mm-hmm. I was taught, and all the Tanya and the very, very deeper stuff. Mm-hmm. So I know that. You know, I feel like I get it, like I get him. And
he's saying to get him entitles you to get yourself. Because remember?
So I say, what would Jesus do?
What would Yeshua do? And when I watch these things and they're calling him Jesus, I'm just like, I don't get it. His name is Yeshua. I mean, I don't understand. Like, how would his name all of a sudden be Jesus? It's just so confusing to me. Like, it's just like an imbalance where I have to turn it off. And I don't know why. I want to know why. Why is that, as long as he's here with us?
Why do we call him Jesus? I forget the answer, but I'll find you the answer. It has to do with the translation, like it was translated to Greek or whatever it was. It's just the translation, that's all.
Okay, because I know he's got Isa, you know, when he went to India. And anyway, and then I was thinking the other day, so I guess I've been thinking about him. And then I was thinking, my name's Lisa, ISA, but then somebody told me my name is Isha. And it's just like, I don't know, it's just this weird, anyway.
Equal.
There's that.
I just keep hearing, equal.
Okay, so how do I pray? Who do I pray to? How do I pray? I need to know. I don't know how to do it because I've always prayed in Hebrew. I've had the emotions and the beautiful music and everything, and my heart stirred and my body felt energetic, but like, I've prayed with my feelings, but I don't know what the thoughts I'm supposed to have now that
pray,
all this stuff is
pray
happening.
To witness your Christ presence. Pray to embody your Christ presence. Pray to know your true divine self. So what he's saying is don't pray to another, like as if you're separated. Pray for your own divine witnessing. Pray for to embody your own Christ awareness.
And what about the humility? Like sometimes I feel like it's lacking humility not to pray for other people. Like I feel, why would I pray for me first? I'm going to pray for them first and then I'll pray for me. And then, you know, by that time my body's like completely like wrapped from the kriyas.
Okay, so you want to remember there are no other people. You're dreaming these other people. This is a dream of consciousness.
Hold on.
Hey.
I'm having a very important conversation.
Oh my gosh, how cute is that? Okay. Oh, you made my night. Oh my goodness. All right, my love. So this is a dream of consciousness. It actually is an illusionary state. So when you remember that we're all one, when you pray to embody the Christ presence, what you're doing is welcoming everyone else home to their own truth. So it's only if you receive yourself as the Christ as if you're special. I'm special because I'm opening up to the Christ. You're not special. You're demonstrating, witnessing the truth for all. So when you believe you're linear, then yes, it would be good to pray for yourself and others. Once you adjust to the new accommodations, then you're no longer responding to split mind. So when you pray to witness your own divine inheritance, what you're doing is you're praying for the one. There's really only one Christ presence and one ego. It's all just one.
Wow. Yeah, and I know that, but I didn't know what my main prayer was supposed to be.
I don't think they're supposed to.
I just want to start embodying it.
Yeah, I don't think they're supposed to. You are healing, though. This is the card I get for you, healing. Healing. So you see how that green right there is in her higher heart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is healing, the love for self, receiving self. Not because you're special, but because you're here to bring forth healing to all. And you do that through your own self-awareness.
And the words I'd like to use are, again,
That's okay.
I'm all over the place, so I need to know.
To pray, to know your own Christ presence, to pray to embody the Christ, to pray to be one with your I Am presence, to pray to be one with your divine self, to pray to turn your will over to your higher self, to be led by Holy Spirit, any and all.
Okay, I'm by myself now. My mother went back to Cleveland.
God bless her. My children went with my mother, and I have a week to be with just this now.
Nice.
And understand what I'm supposed to do here.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Without any interruptions. All right.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Yeshua. So much love. Yeah, gorgeous. And thank you so much for sharing him. Just beautiful.
Thank you guys so much.
Indeed.
Thank you for bringing him forward.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's what I'm saying to you. And they want me to say that. Thank you for bringing him forward. You're the one that brought him forward. So thank you. Indeed.
Okay, the energy. Wow. I mean, whew. All right.
All right. Awesome.
Bye. Thank you. Good night.
Indeed. We surround each with our love, with our everlasting understanding and offering. You see, we surround you with light daily. It is beautiful when you begin to recognize our presence, standing equally, beautifully shimmering with yours. Until next time, we remain. Namaste. Thank you so much. Love to everybody. We will be back Sunday at 1:30. So, so much love. Nice to have everyone join us. Many blessings. Bye, Nanette. So nice to see you this evening. Bye, LaToya. Bye, Carmen. You got two names going on there, Carmen. Bye, guys.